This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We're going to be tackling something close to my heart. The city of Johannesburg said they would put a 50 rands recycling fee. However, it was immediately evident to me that this fee would threaten reclaimers' livelihoods. And we saw now there's a petition that is being circulated on mobi.com by the, reclaimers to say, well, the city must forgo this 50 rands per month. And this was going to be a separate levy for households whose market value is above 350,000 rands, starting from the 1st of July, 2021. My colleague TT spoke on Breakfast to the City then, when this issue was being bandied around by the city. So today we are going to be joined by the African Reclaimers Organization. And I have on the line the organizer, Eli Kodisang. Good morning, Eli, and welcome to Power Talk.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for having us.
Thank you for making the time. Perhaps let's just give some of our listeners who may not be acquainted with your work a picture of what do reclaimers do in the ecosystem of recycling before we even tackle the question of the 50 rands.
Yeah, thank you. Reclaimers, I can categorize them as two types in the city. There are people that work in landfill sites where waste is being deposited, and before the waste is actually compacted and buried, they try as much as they possibly can in that space of time to try and rescue all the post-consumer packaging.
Yeah.
The second type are people, men and women, that you see walking around with these big bags and their trolleys, hauling their trolleys, basically going through bins. And sometimes where residents do separate, they take the materials and they basically haul these materials all the way back, and they sort it out, and then they sell it.
And when you talk about selling, Eli, on average, as an organization, would you say you have an idea as to how much people are able to generate a day?
It varies, unfortunately, because there are always fluctuation in prices. So there is a difference between what people used to earn maybe 4 years ago and to compared to what they earn now. So it can be anything as little as 50 rands a day and up to, if you people are lucky enough, up to 150 rand a day.
Now,
and this is hauling about 100 kilograms of material on a daily basis.
And this is per individual, 100 kilograms?
Yes,
hauling,
on average, yes.
Hauling this?
About, Yeah.
I mean, that's a significant amount. Eli, I've seen different features on different papers being done about a specific reclaimer. You know, the paper would follow them through. But when you are talking the city of Johannesburg, an estimated figure, how many reclaimers do we have in the city?
Yeah, look, that's the difficult thing, is that we had an agreement with the city a couple of years ago to actually do registration, which they abandoned. So we estimate at the moment between 8,000 and 10,000 people. And as the economic situation deteriorates, there's hundreds more people coming in.
Who come and join.
That's our working estimate at the moment.
Now, Eli, let us get to the meat of the matter. The 50 rands proposed recycling fee. Why is it an imminent threat in the reclaimers' livelihoods?
Well, this fee is a threat because when the city first started with this, what they call a pilot a couple of years ago, there was actually a significant, for the first time, reclaimers got together in 2017 and marched against the city. There were nine contracts that were issued, and we managed to stop all but two. The reason why they threaten livelihoods is that we saw an immediate drop in the incomes of reclaimers, up to 50% drop in income. So a person that used to earn 100 rands a day would now be earning about 50 rand a day. So that is the first thing. And the second thing is that the pilot actually introduced formal companies into the space that the informal sector was working in.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, people do whatever they can to survive. I mean, if you're poor and you're unemployed, what else can you do? You can either be a parasite and be a criminal, or you can do whatever you can to survive. So those that choose to do whatever they can to survive have meant that they started adopting strategies in order to get access to materials. And some of the strategies have meant, you know, where you used to collect on Monday, you now collect on a Sunday. You wait for residents. You sleep outside someone's house. As soon as the bin comes out, you come out and you take that bin.
Mm.
And also unintended consequences of that policy. And I think all residents in Johannesburg will testify to what I'm saying now, is that there are increasing numbers of people that are now settling in public spaces, in parks, you know, everywhere where there's an open space nearby. People are settling in those spaces. That is a direct consequence of this policy, because you introduce competition, you know, against poor people. Poor people will do whatever they can in order to survive. So people have adapted to that. And so they are living, you know, in non-permanent shelters under very difficult conditions, because access to that material means is a life or death situation for thousands and thousands of families in this city.
Absolutely. In fact, Eli, I've always argued that, to my mind, reclaimers seem to be doing a great service to the city and its residents insofar as, you know, the recycling issue is concerned. You call for the development of a reclaimer-based recycling system through consultation with reclaimers. How do you foresee this work, Eli? Because in some instances, I've often wondered, why are municipalities so reluctant to probably even provide the transportation? I mean, you talk about the hauling of 100 kgs. That's a lot of weight for anybody to deal with on a single day. So if you could create an infrastructure that enables the reclaimers to thrive and probably even collect more if they have an infrastructure that creates better mobility for them. So what are some of the things you will be looking at in terms of discussing with the city this reclaimer-based recycling system?
Well, we've been in discussions with the city since 2017, and the city has no problem meeting. But however, implementation has always been an issue. The first fundamental problem, of course, is the fact that notwithstanding what the city is telling the public, a close examination of the business plans of Pick It Up and the proposed IDP documents will show that reclaimers are actually not officially categorized as an official stakeholder. So if you're not a stakeholder, it means you don't have to be consulted.
It's like you are done a favor.
They are doing you a favor. It's charity. So all that we're asking for, we've given a lot of ideas to the city to say that the way they are doing recycling in the city is doing no one any favor. In fact, it's exactly what you're saying. We have proposed the creation of infrastructures using the city's existing budgets, you know, not even asking for more money from residents. Using existing budgets and existing infrastructure, it is possible to ensure that the informal sector becomes more efficient, that the reclaiming becomes a lot more safer, and that people don't have to live next to your house in order to wait for you to take out your recycling so that they can take it before the private company comes and takes it. All of those things are not necessary. In fact, evidence throughout the world, whether it's in Brazil, Argentina, it's anywhere else in Kenya, in other countries that have tried this, where there's an informal sector, when you try to displace people, to remove them, of course, poor people adapt. And the adaptation will often lead to unintended consequences. And of course, the point is that the current pilot that the city is talking about, they are paying these companies up to 25 rand per household to collect recyclables. This is where
25 rand per household, as much as that.
It's 25 rand per household. to collect recyclables.
And how often would this be at every collection cycle, which would probably be weekly?
This is once a week.
Yeah,
this is weekly. A once a week cycle on a weekly basis. But the point about this, of course, is that the you and I actually are paying, although the city says it's picked up that's paying. These are the rates and taxes that come from us. We are actually paying at the end of the day. The point is that we are paying for a service that often doesn't actually happen, because by the time the private company comes, the reclaimers have actually taken as much as they possibly can. So it is an absolutely illogical system where you are paying for a service that is not being performed. And the people that are actually performing this service and are actually outperforming your own targets actually get nothing. Because in 2018, for instance, the city was anticipating the collection of 50,000 tons by pick it up. They dropped this target down to 29,000 tons, and now we believe it's about 22,000 tons. And they have never been able to achieve that. And the reclaimers are able to achieve that in 2.5 months.
My goodness.
We take out over 50,000 tons of materials in 2.5 months. So we are deserving of support.
Yeah. My guest is Eli Kodisang, organizer at African Reclaimers Organization. You've been listening in. We are talking about the proposed 50 rands per month by the city of Johannesburg, which would be a recycling levy on households with a market value of 350,000 rands and above. What is your view on this? Because the reclaimers are saying it threatens their livelihood. We do have that line 0861-987-000 if you want to be part of this conversation when we come back from the shops.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mbuni. Call Lukhona on 0861-987-000.
And as always, you can tweet me at Lukhona Mbuni, hashtag Power Talk. Eli, let's just go on the line. Please listen in. Mandla, good morning.
Hi, Mr. Lukhona.
How are you?
I am not good, eh?
What's wrong now?
You know, the government of today, the black government, and when immediately we start saying that, you know, black people can garden. You know, you'll be hearing people.
These ones who are in power.
The same people that are elected by the same majority black people in this country. They'll oppress you. They'll make sure that they oppress you while they take their kids to overseas. Eh? So this levy that they want to introduce against the same very poor people. So that means the little that you are trying to make for your kids to have a bright future. This government do want to take you. They are so corrupt that even their dogs, if it wants to bite you, should you throw a meat or a bone at it, it won't bite you. But immediately don't throw something there at it, it will bite you. They are so corrupt, these people. I'm just tired, Mr. Lukhona. People of South Africa, black people, poor people, they need to wake up right now. We must wake up because this country is going very far. We are going to be worse than Zimbabwe. I'm telling you guys.
Thank you, Mandla. Thank you, Mandla. Completely opposed to the 50 rands. I mean, Eli, it really touches to the point you have been making that the levy, while it might seem to other people it's about formalization, ensuring that the separation of waste at the source of generation, the reality is that there has been an entire informal ecosystem that has built itself around this question of recycling. And actually, as you are saying, it meets the targets and it does a good job.
Yes, it does, and it's very tragic when you hear, for instance, I saw on SABC the spokesperson, the MMC spokesperson, you know, saying that there was consultation when there wasn't, you know, saying that there is a plan for integration when the business plan actually talks the opposite. What is even worse is that the actual business plan, once the IDP is talking about a levy, the business plan says there must be investigation about the feasibility of the levy. So there are all sorts of contradictions in the way the officials are actually trying to deal with things. And it shouldn't actually happen like this. I think that the public deserves more than what they get.
Eli, you know, when it comes to recycling, I'm often fascinated by Sweden. I mean, there was a point in time they were crying that they are running out of trash because they had found a way to recycle so much that they could start importing from neighboring countries trash because there was actually economic value to recycling. How would you say you view the recycling space in South Africa and the support that you still need, not just only on the question of City of Johannesburg, but across the country, the type of support that is needed for recycling?
Yeah, I think that maybe the first thing to point out is the fact that it is established fact, objective fact, that on an annual basis, the CSIR has calculated that reclaimers throughout the country save government, municipalities and national government up to 750 million rands in landfill space. Mm. This is a fact. It is also a fact that South Africa has just surpassed Europe in terms of the amount of post-consumer plastics that are actually recycled. Mm. You know, we're recycling at the moment about 42%. Now, that's 42%, and we still have quite a substantial amount to do. And this is something that the informal sector is very efficient at. It's something that we're good at. And we have extensive knowledge. We are actually experts in recycling. Mm. And yet our knowledge is not valued. We are dehumanized. We are treated like children. You know, people speak on our behalf, in particular as far as the official DOM are concerned. You know, they took a decision which had no basis in research. So they conducted a pilot with private companies. Where is the evaluation? Where are the objective outcomes that tell us that that pilot was a success?
Yeah,
they are not there because they don't exist. You know, they don't exist.
Eli, let's go back to the line. Sorry to cut you short there, Prince. Good morning, so that I get you to have a chance.
Good morning, Lukona. Thanks. Look, one, I actually need to indicate that I'm very irritated with our government. Our government
speaks.
They seek to tax us in all manner of ways that are necessary.
Mm, mm.
The gentleman that you're speaking to is quite correct in a lot of instances. They are more efficient at delivering this service of making sure that there's reclaiming.
Mm.
What the government should be doing, and I've actually asked that, amongst other things, they need to be giving us smaller bins that we can actually then separate at source and then make sure that as you put out your bins, the reclaimers know that this is where my cardboards are, this is where my papers are, this is where my plastic is. And it is easier for them to actually collect as opposed to just digging through the dustbin.
Yeah.
That has not been done. I mean, when the government says that they've consulted, you ask with who? Because even the submissions that we've made have not been responded to.
Prince, I hear you. Thank you very much for that intervention. I just want to give my guest the last bite. Eli, this is quite clear to me. The system can self-run without anybody having to pay for it.
Yeah, the system is actually running, but it does need support.
Mm.
You know, it needs support so that we don't have people feeling the necessity of having to settle next to your house in order to grab your recycling. We need support to make sure that we don't find all of these hundreds of people that are on the road, you know, hauling their hundreds of kilograms of material across the city. It is not necessary. Let me give you an example. The reclaimers who basically are based in the area of Joburg, Devland, they work in Protea North. That is a 15-kilometer journey there, a 15-kilometer journey back.
Mm.
By the time they come back, it takes them hours and hours to basically get back. This is extreme hard work.
Absolutely.
You know? So what we need is support and infrastructure. And more importantly, also for the corporates on whose behalf, actually, we're picking this material. You know, we're picking it for free. And the city is paying for it. We're picking it for free. But also the corporates also have a role to play here in terms of paying for the services of reclaimers.
Eli,
what we need in the city is support more than anything.
Eli, thank you so much for making time for us here on Power Talk. We are unfortunately out of time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.